I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Thursday, August 20th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on the coronavirus and its impacts to education in East Chicago and Valparaiso. Charges have been filed in the fatal shooting of a pizza delivery driver in Gary, and more unemployment benefits will be available to Hoosiers. But when? But first, Governor Eric Holcomb and Gary Mayor Jerome Prince joined executives from Alliance Steel, a manufacturer of flat-rolled steel supply, coil, and processing, this morning to cut the ribbon on the company's new headquarters and production facility on Fifth Avenue in Gary. In December 2018, Alliance Steel announced plans that it was moving its operation from Illinois into Northwest Indiana, creating up to 130 new high-wage positions for Hoosiers by the end of 2023. The company's already hired 90 new employees. A Jasper County business that is making N95 face masks and other medical-grade products to help in response to the coronavirus is one of 20 companies across the state receiving a manufacturing readiness grant. Indiana Face Mask of Rensselaer received almost $162,000 from the Indiana Economic Development Corporation and Connexus Indiana. It made available $4 million in the form of matching grants up to or equal to the amount of the qualified investment in new equipment and machinery, with a minimum one-to-one investment match. Governor Holcomb announced the program in May with the intent to position Hoosier operations and the sector overall for future growth and prosperity. Two teenage boys have been charged in the fatal shooting last fall of a pizza delivery driver in Gary. The boys, both 17 and from Gary, were charged Tuesday with the murder on October 26th of Philip Hearn, who was delivering a pizza for Rico's. Hearn died later at a hospital. The Times of Northwest Indiana reports that a magistrate entered not guilty pleas on behalf of both teens during their Wednesday initial hearings in Hearn's killing. One of the boys has been in custody since March when he was charged in a separate January killing of a 21-year-old Gary man. The school city of East Chicago is closing its McKinley Elementary School building until August 24th after two fourth-grade teachers reported testing positive for COVID-19. Superintendent Dieta Wright said she was made aware of two cases among teachers on Tuesday. East Chicago began its first day of virtual instruction on Monday. Teachers and professional staff have been allowed in buildings to lead virtual education from their classrooms. And school officials have been notified of a positive COVID-19 case at Valparaiso High School. The Times reports Valparaiso Community Schools interim superintendent Michael Berta notified families and staff of the case in an email Tuesday. School officials shared with the Porter County Health Department that, to the best of their knowledge, no direct contact occurred among students or staff, which is defined as being closer than 6 feet for more than 15 minutes. Valparaiso students and staff returned to school for in-person instruction on August 12th. Families were given a remote learning option if they preferred to not send their student back to school. Indiana will join a federal coronavirus program providing an additional $300 a week in unemployment benefits, although officials say it could take up to a month for those payments to begin. President Donald Trump this month signed an executive order extending the added weekly benefit at half of the $600 people had been receiving under an expired benefit program. Republican Governor Eric Holcomb says that Indiana's payments would be retroactive to August 1st. Payments from the new program likely won't begin for 2 to 4 weeks as computer systems are updated. Planned Parenthood has decided to drop its federal court challenge to an Indiana law requiring women to undergo an ultrasound at least 18 hours before having an abortion. The law has been blocked by a federal judge's ruling since 2017. The U.S. Supreme Court recently sent the case back to an appeals court for further review. Lawyers for Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky said the state said in a Wednesday court filing that they agreed to the injunction blocking the law and should end it on January 1st. Republican State Attorney General Curtis Hill on Thursday described the agreement as a victory. Planned Parenthood didn't immediately comment. In sports, the Pacers and Heat are underway in Game 2 of their best-of-seven series. The Heat have a 1-0 series lead. Major League Baseball, the White Sox are going for a sweep over the Detroit Tigers at 1-10 today. The Sox, winners of four in a row, are now 14-11 and in third place in the AL Central. The Tigers have dropped eight in a row, are 9-13, good for fourth place in the Central. The last time the Sox swept the Tigers, 2005. And for those of you with hazy memories, that was also the year the White Sox won the World Series. The Cubs are off tonight after taking 3-5 against the St. Louis Cardinals. Chicago is 16-8 and in first place in the NL Central. They'll host the White Sox tomorrow. 1 year after NBC assumed the rights from longtime broadcaster ABC, the network is preparing to bring one of the most iconic events in sports to a potentially record-setting television audience on Sunday. The reasons are many, but the biggest are these. There remain far fewer live events than normal because of the COVID-19 pandemic. None of the 300,000 race fans that turn out each year will be there in person, and the event itself still stirs a certain sense of Americana among race fans. The Indy 500 race flag drops on Sunday. Looking at your lecture weather forecast tonight, clear skies, a low near 58. Friday, sunny skies, a high near 86. Friday night, clear, a low near 60 for that week one for high school football. Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 88. Sunday, sunny with a high near 88. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tom Maloney. This has been your Midday News Update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.